The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is still under the weather from the flu that seems to be going around everywhere these days. But good morning. Today, the 9th of December, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, you're sounding a little hot in there.
Yeah, my microphone's crazy hot. Okay.
Okay. Well, what national day do we have here?
Oh, well, I thought you would like it. It is Christmas card day.
Oh, well, it is because I have to be doing like 50 or 60 or 70 Christmas cards this weekend. Okay. Hey, what's the weather look like?
Today we have showers. Mainly after 3 p.m., high near 46. Tonight, showers, of course, again. Steady temperature around 44. And we have a breeze going about 22 miles an hour, so be careful. Saturday, of course, is more showers with thunderstorms and everything. Crazy after 4. High near 50, though, so it warms up a little bit. Saturday night, showers, low around 39. Sunday, mostly, mainly before 4, showers. High near 47, and Sunday night we have a 40% chance of showers. So.
Okay. No, it looks like we're getting a little rain here. Good. It's good. We need it. The lake needs it. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a company out of Anderson, been in the business, family business, for a couple of decades. The Kinney family, and the Kinney family has, you know, one, their motto is, our customers are warm friends, and they treat their customers as friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and it is a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. It's Friday, and I have Katrina in here. I know I did. I knew I'd do it. I have Katrina in here, and she has just got a beautiful pup in here.
Good morning.
Yeah,
the pup I brought with me today, we're calling him Link. He's a little over a year old, and he's like this beautiful, like reddish golden lab shepherd mix. And he is the sweetest thing.
He is a sweetheart, I tell you.
He loves meeting new people, and he loves going places, and he's a real sweetheart. He's a little over a year, so he's definitely young and playful and loves to chase the ball, but I'd say he's definitely more so an affectionate dog than a playful dog. He just wants to be around people, and he just wants to be around you and be a part of whatever you're doing.
Yeah, he's over here now. He's got his head in my lap, licking my fingers. Yes, he's a good boy. Yeah, he is long-legged. And how big do you think he's going to get?
Well, we think he's pretty much full grown.
Pretty much full grown?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So he should be getting much bigger.
No, I mean, but he's not a huge dog, and he is, I'm not going to say there's no pity in him, but it doesn't look like it. It looks like you said, like shepherd and, lab. And he is brown, and he is friendly. And doesn't it make you wonder when you find him like this? Because obviously he's been loved on. That,
right.
And then you just find him out wandering.
Right, it's interesting. Like, where do they come from?
Where do they come from? That they, you know, was he undernourished when you got him, or?
Yeah, he's kind of a skinny guy.
Yeah.
Someone actually tied him to a tree.
Oh.
And that's how we found him. So very sad. It does happen sometimes, but
tied him to a tree where around your place, or
yeah.
Oh, they're at Haven Humane.
Yeah.
Oh, well, at least they knew somebody was going to take care of him.
Yeah.
And okay, now this is a great deal. Okay, what kind of great deals do we have down there?
So we're still doing our Bissell Empty the Shelter promotion right now.
You know what that means?
Free adoption.
Free adoption.
Thanks to the Bissell Pet Foundation. And that's going on through Sunday, the 11th. So we are getting close to the end here, but don't let that stop you from coming down. You can always give us a call as well, 530-241-1653, if you'd like information about any of our pets. But definitely feel free to just come on down to the shelter if you're in the area, and take a look at who we have and see if there's anyone that you think might be a good fit for your family. Maybe it'll be Link.
Maybe it'll be Link. Maybe it'll be a kitty.
Yeah, you never know.
Because it's all free right now. That's right. You just have to come down and you fill out the paperwork. And so there's no charge at all. And for this, you get a neutered, chipped, spayed, clean.
And up to date on their shots.
Up to date on their shots. Pet for life. And this, I think he'd be a great dog to come, you know, this would be a super dog to run along the trail with you. Or walk. Yeah, he's got long legs.
Definitely. No, I think he'd be a great family dog. He really just seems to love everybody.
If you, for you older people, if you remember that movie Old Yeller, did you ever see that movie?
No.
No, see, that was like a Disney movie back in the 50s. He kind of reminds me a little bit of Old Yeller. His ears are kind of cocked that way, and he he'll protect little Arliss from feral pigs, from feral hogs. Okay, what else is going on down there?
So we're just, the Bissell Empty the Shelter is the main event we have going on. And, of course, you know, we were doing our toy drive, and that is something that we are actually still accepting throughout the rest of the month. So even after Bissell is over, if you're able to bring in a brand-new unwrapped children's toy, we're waiving the adoption fee for that as well.
Okay. So if you bring in even after the Bissell event.
Yes, that's right.
You give a unwrapped toy, and you can get your pet for free.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a great deal. Now, is there a limit on how many you can take? How many pets you can have? Like, do you mind if they take like two kittens or?
No, that's totally fine. Of course, if they get if you get two dogs, we would, you know, want them to meet and everything. Make sure they get along and are compatible. But definitely not a limit. I mean, you know, within reason. You can't just come take like 10 dogs.
I'd like to take these dogs over here, and I have a big farm, and I'd like to have all of them. And I'm going to call them the Bot Pack and let them run.
Maybe if you have a farm.
A farm. Okay.
Sounds like you've thought about this a lot, Carl.
Well, that, by the way, that dog that was in the battle with the coyotes was a Great Pyrenees.
Oh,
and he only lost half his tail, not his whole tail. Just lost half his tail. Did you hear that story about the Great Pyrenees down in Georgia that took on a pack of coyotes to protect the sheep and kills 7 coyotes and disappears for 2 days and comes back and he'd been bitten chewed up pretty bad, but he's okay now. So they're collecting money for his, you know, kind of a GoFundMe to pay for all of his medical expenses, which is, I don't know, like $15,000.
Oh, what a good boy. He did his job.
Yeah. Then he disappeared, and they thought, well, maybe he had died. But we talked about it, and we think, nah, I think he was just still chasing them, saying, no, I am not finished here yet. There's still a chance for me to get one of you.
Right.
So, it's just like unconditional. I mean, this is what they do. It's unconditional love, and this is what Link's got. For waiting for somebody to come, because he is a loving animal. You can tell that. He wants to put his head in your lap and just wants to be loved on.
He does. He has a lot of love to give.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. And remember, it's the Bissell Foundation is paying for all the cost of adopting your animals this weekend. So make a phone call and get down there. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, is your tobacco store in town. It has all the different types of tobacco that you could possibly want. It has all the accessories, the humidors, the pouches, the camping, the lighters and all that. A great walk-in humidor. If you're looking for those perfect cigars for Christmas, they all have it at Tobacco and Brew, 2173 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire. Wow. That song just blew it right at him.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's the community-oriented bank. It's been around 15 years, and it is a local bank. Local board of directors, a local guy directing, being the president, Matt Mosley, who's been here forever. You know, Cornerstone is dedicated to our community. We do business with Cornerstone, as do many others. And they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened 15 years ago. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay, I don't know if you've been...
Yeah,
Brittany Griner is back. So we traded Brittany for a. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, so I don't have to really go into it too much. For this arms dealer, and yet we left that Marine back. And I heard the family talking about it. The family of the Marine that was there. And they said they understood, you know, that the way the deal was tailored, that, you know, they wanted, you know, they said, get her out because we know what our brother and son and all that has been going through. But he's still there. He's been there for 4 years. And Biden mentioned it. He said, we're not stopping trying to get him out. And the, It's just the trade of for this arms merchant who has sold weapons of destruction to many, many terrorist organizations. And seems like he's got an obsessive hatred for the United States, too. So, okay. But that's been done. Now, there's this other case. Did you read about this, California State University Chico professor?
No, I missed that one.
He's a prominent Chico State University biology professor. Allegedly spoke of killing two female colleagues who cooperated in a 2020 investigation that found he had had a prohibited sexual affair with a graduate student. And they even had a former FBI agent hired by the university to evaluate this guy, and the alleged threat concludes the university might have been justified to fire him. But that he did not act on the alleged threat. He just threatened him.
Oh,
went out
and
bought guns.
That's fine.
Bought guns.
As a professor.
Ammo. He said it was during COVID, and he was just doing it to protect his house. Just on this, seems to be on the date that were kind of been, kind of.
Yeah.
But he was also, the settlement, anyway, Chico State retained him and sanctioned him lightly for the alleged affair. Sanctioned him, the light
slap on the wrist.
But he still denied any wrongdoing, kept the investigation out of his personal file, clearing his path for tenure in the spring of 2021, and named him outstanding professor of the 2021 academic year. I can't make this stuff up. He researches blood and immune cell formation, primarily using fish cells, and he's brought Chico State over $1 million in grants from the National Institutes of Health. And the two female professors said that they heard noises, and they knocked on the door one day, and the room smelled of sweat and other things. This is all in the paper, my friends. I'm not just making this stuff up. They did over 700 pages of documents and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he walks. Even though he bought the guns, he bought the hollow point bullets. He said, well, you have to, I'm here to protect my house during COVID. His wife said he talked about killing the two ladies that informed on him. Anyway, and when the former FBI agent of the threat assessment group to assess Statura, he was about to return to a full semester of teaching. The discipline over the affair was behind him. And Carter told Chico State officials that if they believed King's report of homicidal intent toward the two professors and believed that he remains angry toward the two professors, may be appropriate to conclude that he does pose an unacceptable risk of violence to the workplace and should be terminated.
Just acceptable.
Anyway, I guess they said, nah, he didn't mean it. They heard noise through the walls. Okay, this is all in Record Searchlight. So if you want to read about I'm telling you what, it's almost, why? Why? Hey, Arizona Senator Kristen Sinema has left the Democratic Party. She has said, I'm going to go independent. I'm tired of what's going on around here. And says that she went on to accuse mainstream political parties in the U.S. of worrying more about blocking each other out than the well-being of the constituents. The senator has been the target of extensive early intra-party mudslinging for not following in line with the rest of the party on key issues, most notably refusing to abolish the filibuster. She has come out and said, Americans are told we only have two choices, Democrat or Republican, and that we must subscribe wholesale to policy views the parties hold. Views that have been pulled further and further toward the extremes. Most Arizonans believe this is a false choice, and when I ran for the U.S. House and the Senate, I promised Arizonians something different. I pledge to be independent and work with anyone to achieve lasting results. I committed I would not demonize people I disagreed with, engage in name-calling, or get distracted by political drama. So, here's the question. Who is she going to caucus with? Because if you caucus with Republicans, then you're kind of like a Republican. If you caucus with the Democrats, you're kind of like a Democrat anyway. But being an independent to have that choice of who they can do. And I can't read that. What's it say?
That's Rourke.
Who?
Rourke.
Rourke?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good morning, Rourke. Hello. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
And you're on the air.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. I had some communication problems here. Yeah, I was just calling in to make a comment. Yesterday I was watching the news. It's been all over, but about the prisoner swap between Brittany Griner and the Russian arms dealer. And it totally disgusted me. I served many, many years in the military and stuff, and there's a guy named Paul Whelan, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, and he's stuck in prison, and we did a prisoner swap for a basketball player that took illegal drugs into Russia, and
I just
made me sick that this former Marine that served our country, and, you know, he's a fellow military person like myself, but irregardless of that, I cannot comprehend the president doing this, and I have to believe it's a social, political, race thing, and that's sad for me to think that, but why we would leave a Marine in prison and bring that lady back that didn't even want to stand for our national anthem, it is beyond me, and it just infuriated me that we did that. And the guy that came or was released to Russia, did a little bit of study on that guy, and he is a horrible guy. And
No, he's a bad guy. He really is.
Yeah. And I just, I'm so sick of leaving that veteran over there in prison, and we bring her back when she violated their law knowingly, just doesn't want to support our country. And that guy served our country, and I just want your comment on it. It's so horrible, and I can't understand why we did what we did.
Well, you missed the first part of the show because I did. I talked about it a little bit, and
I did. Okay, I didn't hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, but and I agree with you that but what his family said, they're so they're happy to see that under this type of deal that they got Griner out of there because of what their brother and son and everybody was going through. But yeah, the question is what, why couldn't, if he'd been included in that deal, cause it seems like a pretty big, a pretty big guy to be releasing. Griner doesn't, pass the sniff test in many things. The fact is that she was working in Russia and she brought in the drugs and the Russians were using her as a chess piece. That's the whole thing. And she had a much higher level of publicity and notoriety because of who she was than the former Marine that was in jail, whom Biden says is being held under no reason. They're just holding him there. So we'll see what happens over the next couple months. They'll come up with another prisoner exchange, I hope. But I agree with you. The whole thing was based on publicity. And she has a more public picture than others. So I will tell you that after 6 months, she would have, it would have disappeared just like they did for him. Nobody would be thinking about it. So anyway.
I appreciate that. I just feel it's a sad point in our country.
It is. It is. It's sad.
But we left that guy there.
One of many sad things that we see now and then. Okay, thanks a lot for calling.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas. It makes you wonder how these things happen. Hey, we're going to take a break. And I wonder if our sports show has ended. I don't see Ethan rolling in here.
I didn't get the memo.
Yeah. I didn't get the memo either. I'm going to have to ask him. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than, when you leave for 10 days, it's like the wheel has been reinvented. Everything, has changed. I mean, it seems like it's changed. And then when you're gone and you go to a place and everybody's having a great time and everybody comes home like, and you come home to places where people are like, because they're all sick. And then you go, oh my God, you know, so now you're having to, you know, you're having to live with that. And then you're, you know, you're still having to do all the things that you need to do. At the same time, you're feeling like that. So anyway, but Crackmaster Windshield Repair, you don't have to worry about it with Jeff Wirsch. No, this guy is a Iron Man. He knows if there's anything that is known about repairing windshields, Jeff knows it. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He guarantees it for life. If you want to get a free inspection and analysis, and it's important that you do that because we had a chip and you think, okay, it's just a chip. No, this chip went in deep. And when it goes in deep like that, it is just set up to crack the next time it hits a, it hits a bump in the road. And he repaired that. You can't even see it on Linda's windshield. So if you want a free inspection and analysis, bring it down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff Wirsch a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. It's a better-known business. He guarantees his work. He fixed a crack in my windshield 15 years ago, and he still can't see it. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Sam's Club knows the best place to Christmas shop with a special man in your life is Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Pond. For the best deals on guns and ammunition, Camp Chief pellet grills, smokers, inverters, and for hunters, fishermen, and trail riding enthusiasts, the Quiet Cat electric mountain bike is the best. Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Pond Shop has the top selection, best pricing, and expert knowledge, and their firearm, ammunition, and magazine selection is second to none. This holiday, shop the firearm experts, Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Pond, 421 East Cypress Avenue, 530-244-9227, or online at deltahawksportsman.com. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday, financing available. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Where are we?
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the bot. Linda is still under the boiler here. Phone lines here, 605-4567. You got something stuck in your craw and you want to talk about it like Rourke did about the exchange of Bethany Grider for an arms dealer. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, a happy place located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading is Four Winds Jewelry. They are having this is their anniversary month. They're having huge sales down there. You can find everything from Native American jewelry, you know, the pawn, the old pawn, just beautiful pieces of jewelry there, to estate sales, to specially designed pieces of jewelry, all at Four Winds Jewelry. And they're already great prices, or even greater now, at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. When I read things, when I research and read things, it just totally, stuff just surprises me. And I don't even know whether to share it or not, because, why would stuff be coming like this? And here's a headline. Parents swept up into controversy over after-school Satan Club speaks out.
Say that again? What?
Okay, a Virginia town is fighting, there's, on both sides, they're fighting over having a planned satanic cult or Satanist after school club at the, in Roanoke, Chesapeake, Virginia. The Satanic Temple has attempted to establish an after-school Satan Club for schools for kids at the local Williams Primary School.
So not even high school?
No, it's primary school.
What?
Okay. I would like to know we are here because we have worked with educators to develop an after-school program that is engaging and fun and helps young minds grow and thrive. June Everett, an ordained minister in the Satanic Temple and campaign director of the Satanic Club group, maintaining that ASSC fosters creativity in projects that are often designed to benefit the community and promote empathy. The Satanic Temple attempts to establish such clubs as a constructive and positive alternative to other religious after-school clubs that often glorify fear and indoctrination.
Oh, all right. You're going to have to... What?
What?
They're like six. What are they...
Well, she was first led to this woman was led to the Satanic Temple 5 years ago after a first grader was traumatized by his classmates on the playground one day, and they were attendees of the Good News Club that was taking place at the public elementary school he was attending at the time. And he was told that he would burn in hell away from his mommy and daddy and Molly, our dog at the time, if we didn't accept Jesus Christ into our hearts and start going to church. So she said, well, then there's got to be an alternative. Satanism truly has made me a better person, a better friend, a better parent, and a much better contributing member of society. You know, it's... I mean, if... Now, there's people out there that don't believe one way or the other, and that's fine.
Right.
But, I mean, if Satan, if you believe in God and the good deeds of God and Jesus and all these, and if Satan is the other side of it, I mean what are the good sides of Satan? I mean, I'm not seeing this. First of all, that it's actually been allowed to make it to this point. Their first sponsor withdrew, and
I just don't know. Like
I know.
How do you talk to a child that's like literally six? My niece is six, and she gets upset when her like runs out of bubbles. Like, I've got a solution. It's don't go to hell. Why are we talking about that to a 6 year old?
Well, anyway, we don't need all the scary description of, and this is a lady that's opposing, and we don't want to scare children into making a decision. And when that, you know, the lady said, oh, your kids told my kid he's going to burn in hell, blah, blah, blah. We don't want to scare children into making a decision. We want them to desire a relationship with God. So now, I guess the other side wants them to have a relation with Satan.
Oh, okay.
I mean, stuff is just too much. Too much. I mean, why can't... why can't life be like it was back in the 60s? Well, the 60s wasn't very easy either. And nor was the 70s or 80s. But when you get organized, an organized club, you know, that speaks for Satan at a primary school, an elementary school. I mean, primary is elementary school. Right?
Yeah, I believe so.
We're just going to keep being so open and accepting that we're going to just keep ripping apart foundations. What if, you know, what, oh, where's Susie tonight? Oh, she's at the Satanism Club. They are discussing.
Becoming a better person.
She's becoming a better person and discussing offerings to Satan.
At a young age of six.
At six, yes. You might, you know, your lambs. When you have little lambs, they disappear at night because the Satanist Club is having their annual offering to whatever.
That's Tuesday night. That's Tuesday night, not tonight.
No, that's right. Okay. I love it. Okay, meanwhile, the House has passed a bill to end vaccine mandates for military personnel and defense in the defense package. So what they're saying now is that it passed an $858 billion defense bill known as the National Defense Authorization Act, which would see an end to vaccine mandates for military personnel. The bill now heads to the Senate. What does this mean, though? Of course, Biden's White House thinks it's a mistake, that they'd rather fight against the health and well-being of troops, blah, 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 blah. So what the question is what does it do? Does it? What about the ones that were there before? Can they come back in? Does it just mean that it's over for good? And and that you don't have to be vaccinated again? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see when it goes through here. But they did say is that military personnel do not have to be vaccinated again. And the House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, threatened to axe the bill if they did not include the removal of such measures. So, What about all the ones that, I mean, I actually know somebody that was discharged from the military because they refused to take a COVID shot after they'd gone through an extensive schooling and never got their orders, never got sent anywhere, was just kept in an area down in Virginia with a bunch of others like him, and then they just discharged him. It's extremely frustrating. Anyway, all right, got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell is truly an expert when it comes to insurance and financial matters. She's been doing this since 1993. She's been helping our community, families, veterans, seniors, business owners, you name it. She's been helping people that lost their fire insurance during the car fire and other fires just because that they were close to a fire area were able to be helped by Judy Maxwell and her team. And with the craziness in the stock markets and inflation and all that, what about your retirement plans or your 401s? If you want a second opinion on your retirement plan or your 401k, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Call them at 530-221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 7:45 in the morning, 38 degrees out there on the 9th of December. We'll be right back.
Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Redding. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176, 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m., VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude and thanks for your support.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 7:50 in the morning, and on the 9th of December, 38 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, Ted Leidy has been building his company for 15 years, and now has grown into the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. He teaches in conjunction with Legal Heat, teaches in all the Cabela's, Sportsman's Warehouses, Bass Pro Shops, plus in about 30 other counties and places here in California for the most complete instruction in firearms training. Give him a call at 530-999-1822 or check out usgunpro.com. What is happening with the jail? I am not sure what's happening with the jail.
Did you hear we're getting a new park, though, instead?
Well, maybe we could put a fence around it and keep people in instead of out. There's going to be a workshop, and the workshop's going to be held on December 13th. So that's what, next, what, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Oh, man, math.
And it's going to be at the Redding Library Community Room on Parkview Avenue from 5 p.m. to 7:30. And you can register to attend at ShastaCountyWorkshop.com. In May, the supervisors voted unanimously to allocate $25 million of the $35 million from the American Recovery Act, Recovery Plan Act. The county is receiving toward the construction of the jail. County officials were told it would cost $100 million to $125 million for a new jail and rehabilitation center. Well, that depends on which jail you're talking about.
Weren't they planning on building it in, like, tiers anyway?
Well, everybody knows. I mean, as long as I've lived here, jail space has been a problem.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a county this size needs a jail that holds 1,000 people, not 600 or 700 or whatever we get in there. It needs to hold over 1,000. And then when you add on to that, AB 109 and Props 56 and 57, where people don't go to prison anymore, you know, it's going to have to even bounce up higher than that. You know, I would think, when you get right down to it, a jail of 1,500 people, as much as, our population here is, 190,000, something like that, in the county? 190. So if you just take, what's 1%, 1,900 of that?
Yeah.
Something like that. You think, 1,900, maybe we should have a place for 1,900 people. As much as you hate to think that,
but
think about all the
the future,
like the local crime and things like break-ins and shoplifting and all that, you need a place to hold them and convince them of the error of their ways instead of just turning them loose. You can't just keep the murderers, rapists, heavy drug dealers, and all this. It's got to have some room there. Anyway. Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto will draw up designs for expanding the current jail site at West Street or create a new jail at a yet-to-be-determined site, Pat Minterton said, who is the acting CEO. And how long is Pat going to be here? Is he going to be here until they find a CEO, I hope, or CAO?
When they start looking.
If the public workshop draws more than 48 attendees, an additional workshop will be scheduled for a later date. Here's the thing is that that's going to be next week. And there's, from the way I understand, there's like three different plans. There's one is to draw up the plans right next to the jail it is and build in that area, in that footprint there, and build another one and get 250 beds around that number. Don't hold me to that. People say, though, if it's vertical, it just doesn't work. It's got to be laid out horizontally on the ground. Can't go up. Can't go vertical. And then there's another one that says, well, how about we start there and we build another annex in another spot, too. And then the third plan is to build just one complete jail that holds all these people at one time. But that's going to cost up to $500 million. Or more on that.
Is that the one that's out by the airport?
Well, that's what they're thinking. You know, they'll put it out there someplace.
Yeah.
Any way you look at it, that one, and they're saying it takes 10 to 12 years for that one to happen. Well, why does it take 10 to 12 years? And where's the $500 million coming? I mean, if you get a couple hundred million, there's still $300 million out there to be building this jail. And then to staff it. Let's go back to the staffing problems we're having right now. We've got an entire floor closed off because we have staffing problems. We need to fix the staffing problems. To me, it seems like we got to throw whatever it takes, and it looks like it's going to take money. I hate to say that. Working in a jail facility, that may not be appeal to a lot of people. I can't imagine why, being locked up with a bunch of thugs, for 12 hours a day. for 12 hours a day. But there are people, God bless them, that do this, but you have to find them, and then you have to hire them. This is going to take a $40,000 hiring bonus. We'll pay you $40,000. We're going to give you $20,000 up front, and we'll pay you the rest of it over the next 3-4 years while you're here working in the jail. I've been through the jail. I've talked to the guards in the jail. And it's a completely different environment than a law enforcement officer on the street. They may arrest somebody, and the only time they ever see that guy or girl again is in court. On the other hand, the person working in the jail sees this recalcitrant every day for hours. Oh, yeah. And what do they have to do in jail? They have nothing to do but study the guards. Anyway, so on December 12th, here's your chance to, I think that's what I said, to give your thoughts on where the jail should be, what kind of jail it should be. It's going to happen on, let me find the right
next
day.
Monday.
I'm sorry, December 13th.
Oh, next
at
Tuesday.
At the Reading Library Community Room. It's going to go from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Give your input on what kind of jail you want, where you want it. I think everybody agrees we need to do something quickly, and we need to make a decision and move forward with it one way or the other so that we can start getting these people off the streets. I mean, the police arrest the same people over and over and over again for the same things. And then that's not even counting the ones who have psych problems brought on by drug overdoses or self-medication and all these that, are also in the jail. While they're trying to find ways to take care of that. So, show up. If you're going, you can register to attend at, get online and go to ShastaCountyWorkshop.com. And if there's more than 48, they're going to schedule another meeting after that again. So everybody that wants to make a comment can. You might want to go to the Board of Supervisors. Also, and you've got a 3-minute period there to make a comment about the jails and things that are happening there. They've made a decision for the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer that office is going to be under the County Administrative Office, the CAO. They're not moving. But all the admin, everything will be taken care of by the CAO, and they'll become a part of that department. the acting Shasta County Veteran Service Officer sees no problem.
That mean everything is streamlined now?
Streamlined. That's what, you know, okay. Supposedly they don't have to worry now about all the other admin that works with it, and they can just concentrate on helping veterans. And we'll keep our eye on it, see how that works. Okay, we're going to take a quick break for the news, and we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A Democratic U.S. Senator is leaving the blues behind, but she is not seeing red. Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema has left the Democrat Party to become an independent, suggesting that party labels don't really carry much weight with her or with her constituents.
We make decisions about what's best for ourselves, our family, and our community. And so we don't spend a lot of time thinking about, is this a Republican idea or is this a Democratic idea? Is this liberal or is this conservative? That's not how Arizonans think.
Sinema says she will not caucus with the Republicans, cementing the Democrats' slim hold on the Senate majority. Reports out of Ukraine today that the Russians have ringed the Zaporizhia nuclear plant with rocket launchers. Meanwhile, the Biden administration reportedly plans to send more money to Ukraine.
U.S. officials tell the AP the latest package includes large amounts of ammunition and high-tech systems to detect and counter drones. In all, it's about $275 million worth, smaller than most of the recent packages the U.S. has delivered, but it comes as many military officials and experts predict a reduction in attacks over the winter.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. A 7.4% spike in wholesale prices last month.
The latest year-over-year figure was down from 8% in October and from a recent peak of 11.7% in March. On a monthly basis, the U.S. Producer Price Index, which measures costs before they reach consumers, rose 0.3% from October to November for the third straight month. Rising prices are still straining Americans' finances.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Additional U.S. sanctions being imposed on Russia and China, punishment for human rights abuses and for Russia's war in Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 8 points, the Nasdaq ahead 43. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SLEEK at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SLEEK. Enjoy!
More political turmoil in Bangladesh. Two key opposition politicians in that country arrested on the eve of a planned protest.
Police say Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir, the general secretary of the BNP, the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, and Mirza Abbas, a former minister, are being questioned in connection with a clash between security forces and opposition supporters on Wednesday. One opposition activist was killed and dozens injured in the violence. The BNP wants to hold a large rally in Dhaka on Saturday, demanding an interim administration ahead of the general election in January 2024. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's Awami League says it will not tolerate attempts to reduce Bangladesh to anarchy. Tensions have escalated in recent months following massive anti-government rallies.
And that is BBC correspondent Enbarasan Etirajan reporting. News and analysis at townhall.com. SpaceX has launched a batch of internet satellites for a competitor.
Elon Musk's company stepped in to help after the London-based OneWeb halted its flights with Russia over the invasion of Ukraine. The Falcon rocket blasted off at sunset Thursday from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. The 40 new satellites will expand OneWeb's orbiting constellation to just over 500. OneWeb expects to complete its network with two more SpaceX launches in the next few months and one more launch from India for global internet coverage. SpaceX has its own internet satellite system called Starlink. Keith Peters reporting.
President Biden is repeating his pledge to sign legislation that codifies same-sex as well as interracial marriage into federal law. The bill is on the president's desk now after winning final congressional approval in the House yesterday. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is still under the weather from this flu-like disease that seems to be running rampant through the country right now. But good morning, everybody. 8:05 here on the 9th of December. The news brought to you by Shasta Gas. I'm sorry, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Liam is not with us. It is Nathan is with us today. Gosh, I'm going to retrain myself between over the break. Anyway, what's the weather look like?
The weather. All right. Today we got showers, mostly after 3 p.m. We have a high near 46. Calm winds becoming south around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight is going to be more showers, steady temperatures around 44, breezy with a southeast 13 mile an hour to 22 mile an hour. That's going to be windy, okay, and rainy. Saturday, showers, thunderstorms, also possible about 4 in the afternoon, high near 50. Saturday night, we have showers, possibly a thunderstorm, low around 39, south winds by about 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusty, high near 18 miles an hour. Wow. Sunday is showers, of course, and Sunday night, 40% chance of showers.
So. Well, it sounds like we got showers coming rolling for this week.
Yeah,
okay.
It's going to be cold and rainy. So,
yep. Yeah. Well, be aware of that, and we know that we all do need the rain, and we need the snow up in the snowpack. So, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned company, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And on the phone is Susan Eastman from Stifel Investments. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 8 points at 33,790. The S&P 500 is positive 7 points at 3,971. And the Nasdaq Composite is off 8 points at 11,073. Active stocks this morning, Tesla up $8.72, trading at 182.14. Amazon down 50 cents at 89.83 per share. AMD off 24 cents, trading at 70.21. Retail stocks of interest, Costco up $6.76 at $4.88 and a quarter. Walmart down $1.54, trading at $147.21. And Target down 18 cents at $154.03. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is price sealed 3.54%. And commodity prices are higher this morning. Gold is up $8 an ounce at $1,804. Silver up a quarter at $23.40. And oil up a dollar, trading at $72 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Stifel Investments, member SIPC and NYSC for KCNR.
Hey, Susan.
Hi.
How are you doing?
It's almost the end of the year.
I know. Does that make it even crazier?
It feels like it's leading up to that, and then moving into January, it's what's going to happen next. It's a sequel. It certainly is.
Shall we?
It's not for the weary. We've got to stay patient and keep our wits about us.
Yeah, because you never can tell. I mean, this has just been a roller coaster. You know, it's kind of like falling out of an airplane. I hope my parachute works. Kind of thing.
You know, oil prices have come down.
Yes.
Costco has the best price in town, leading to other great things in Reading to lower gas prices for us. Yep. So that's one positive. How about that?
Okay. Let's leave on that
okay.
one then.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Bet. Have a great weekend.
You
Take
too.
Care.
Bye-bye. That's Susan Eastman from Stiefel Investments. Her office is at 2701 Park Marina Drive. You can give her a call at 530-244-7199. Now, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow they're having the Preston Sharp fundraiser there at the Anderson VFW Hall. Doors open at 4 p.m., dinner at 6 p.m. Live auctions, raffles, gun raffles, games. They've got a Civil War era pistol they're going to be raffling off there. Tickets are $40 each, and it's something to, well, what else do they have? Jewelry boxes, wreaths, homemade quilts, all of these things. And it's to raise money to help Preston Sharp continue the great work he does in putting flags and flowers out on military veterans throughout the United States. He's been to all 50 states now. So that's tomorrow. A table of eight costs $300, includes $200 in raffle tickets. So you might want to get involved with that. And for more information, it's PrestonSharp.net. Also, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center tonight is their annual Homeward Bound Military Family Christmas, where we send packages to our deployed military. They're going to be sending 250 care packages, and they have so what they do is they pack them. And they're going to do that I believe they're going to be at the Anderson VFW too tonight. And yes, at the Anderson VFW Veterans Event Center on West Center Street in Anderson. And that's going to start at 6 p.m. And you come in there and they're going to be sending, you're going to be packing the boxes and then wrapping them up and then putting them in they put them in the pile, not a pile. They stack them
politely.
Yeah, they stack them orderly because it's a military thing, and then they mail them all off to get them there before Christmas. So, just another thing that people do here to support the veteran community, and it's just another of those great things that people like Rob Burrows and Chris Kellstrom and all these other people that are getting involved with the Preston Sharp thing, but the they're also doing a Homeward Bound holiday food drive Saturday and Sunday at Save Mart in Redding, and it's supporting our local Northern California veterans, senior veterans, and widows, and our military families in need. And so you can just come by there and at 4631 Churn Creek and bring in packages of food and all that kind of stuff to help for the holidays.
Did you know it's also National Pastry Day? What's
National
your favorite pastry?
My favorite pastry?
You got to have
one.
What
is a pastry? That's not
Isn't
a cake.
It?
That's
no,
not,
it's
not
like
a cake.
Bear
it's
claw,
it would
right?
be like
a lemon bar.
Oh, no, I think a cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. You know, I haven't had one of those in 2 years. I like them so
good.
Much. I like cinnamon rolls. Ooh. You know,
Christmas cinnamon rolls.
You know when they're, you know when the that you know the white icing is still kind of warm
frosty.
On it. Linda talks about on donuts that in the Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Back in Nashville, they'd wait and they say, oh no, you got to get there when the red light's on, because red light means they're cooking right then, and when that red light goes off, they come out and they're. I mean, they are just ready then. So. You at that point, those are supposed to be the ideal donuts after the red light goes off, and so as they come out of the however they fix them.
Right. This is a little off topic, but is fruitcake like still a thing? Do you think people still receive fruitcakes?
You know, fruitcake used to be a big thing.
Yeah,
and people would make these. And
I remember getting like five every Christmas.
But fruitcakes, there was something in a fruitcake when you bit into it. It was just not right. It just didn't taste right. And fruitcakes also, I mean, they can last for years. And then, you know, I know families that will pass fruitcakes back and forth, and they've been doing this for a decade. And, here's Granny's fruitcake. Oh, no, I know. I'm giving it to you this year, and you eat it. No, then they don't eat it. So I don't know. I don't even know what's in a fruitcake anymore. And do they still send them? Can you even buy them? Can you buy fruitcakes? I don't know. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Reading Rancheria is giving and hosting. 'Tis the season of giving, and the Reading Rancheria will be hosting the Turkeys and Toys giveaway on Thursday, December 15th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The deadline to turn in applications will be at noon on Monday, December 12th. That's next Monday, December 12th. Apply at readingrancheria-nsn.gov. Limited to the first 500 applications. And some of the funny stories Jack Potter's talking about is they're running up and down the road because all these people are trying to get in, and they've got grocery carts with turkeys in them, and they're trying to hand them out to people that are coming in.
Time.
Oh my gosh! Anyway, if you're looking for I don't think they've got any type of qualifications on this. You just have to sign up for it. So we'll be hosting the Reading Rancheria. We'll be doing Turkeys and Toys giveaway on Thursday, December 15th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. out at the Rancheria. So that's what you need to know. We'll be right back.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Reading Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Reading Kia. ReadingKia.com.
Saturday, December 10th, there will be a fundraising dinner for our local hometown hero, Preston Sharp. Come to the Anderson VSW at 4 p.m. Dinner by Dill's Deli. There will be games, guns, and live auction. Let's help Preston pay for flags and flowers that he uses to honor our veterans throughout our great nation. Preston's been to all 50 states and has placed over 300,000 flags. Saturday, December 10th at the Anderson VFW, go to PrestonSharp.net or call 530-744-4539. Hope to see you there.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi, folks. This is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Poker tournaments are in full swing here at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have a seat waiting just for you, so get in on the action with $70 buy-ins on Thursdays and $115 buy-ins on Sundays. Join us in the poker room at 5 p.m. for buy-in, and the games will start at 6 p.m. with late entry and re-entry available until first break. Come visit us in the poker room or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
into a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And yes, it's Friday, the 9th of December, 8:20 in the morning. It's still 37 degrees out there. Whew. Does it feel like that?
Yeah, it does.
Does it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got everybody in here.
It's had frost all over my window when I came in.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. They provide preventative care, screening of high-risk patients, and they provide high-quality care throughout hospitalization to discharge at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. It's a great place. I'm here in the studios with Nathan, and we have, you know what, we need some new pens, guys, because I cannot read that. So who's on the line?
It's Janice.
I'm sorry?
Janice,
good morning. Are you going to talk to me about fruitcakes?
Yes, Great Harvest Bakery on Hilltop makes their own fruitcakes, and they got about 100 of them. And they're an old-fashioned European fruitcake. Takes 2 months to season and to get it really well done. I mean, well cured. And they're probably one of the best to get instead of through an order catalog, which has a lot of too much of that citrus fruit. These are more of old-fashioned European type fruitcake.
Oh, now, where's this at?
Great Harvest Bakery on Hilltop.
Okay. Now, somebody told me they put alcohol in fruitcakes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. That's what makes it good. But, of course, it's not alcoholic to you. I mean, I don't know. Anybody?
No, I know what you mean. No, I mean, so Great Harvest.
It could be bourbon or rum or whatever.
Wow. Now, why did they last so long?
Well, I never heard of fruitcakes being passed around like that.
So that could have been an old wives' tale?
Yeah, you want to eat it.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, so tell me again where it's at.
Great Harvest Bakery up from Trader Joe's on Hilltop.
Okay. Yeah, I know where that's at. Okay, and you can buy a fruitcake there. I may just have to run out there and get everybody in the station a fruitcake.
Oh, boy, I'd like to be there.
Yeah.
Well, come on in, because I'll share mine with you, madam.
Okay. Thank you so much, Janice, for the phone call. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Okay.
Bye. Oh, that's funny. You know, we used to make those in our family, Carl. We'd make them and then put...
You make them?
Yeah, for probably, like she said, weeks, I thought. We would add the white rum every day, and it would absorb it. And, of course, the thing is full of sugar, which is why they last so long. Sugar and alcohol. I mean, it's preservative.
Well, then I want to know why my uncle didn't live to be 200 years old. I mean, I really do want to know that. I mean, if that's what does the preservation, why he died early. Because, I mean, my God. But, okay, so... I didn't think I'd be getting into fruitcakes like this, because the ones I think, maybe, she said it was European.
I'm not sure what she was meaning by that, but, you know, the most of us came from Europe who live in this country, so right. That just stands to reason, right?
I think that has to do with the candied fruit, because...
she said, yeah, there's too much candied fruit in the other stuff.
So maybe it's a different kind of fruit, or a different, like, not citrusy, I guess?
Not sure, yeah. Candied fruit is the traditional thing to add, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if you want it, they're making them. They got 100 of them. You know, I wonder how much... It may be my final salute to you all this year.
Hey, I can
after coming back the year. And you know, this last 2 months of the year has been, or last 3 months of the year, you know, I've gotten COVID after avoiding it for 2.5 years. Of course, I never knew I had COVID if I hadn't taken a test and they told me, I wouldn't have known. And then getting the flu, but I'm feeling a lot better from that. Because I'm going to be living on the computer today. Because one of our other people, who's doing our traffic and logs, has got it real bad. So now I'm going to be living on the computer the rest of the day, fixing all the stuff that needs to be fixed.
Right on.
Right on. Yeah. Now, Costco. I have not been to Costco
what?
Yet.
What? You haven't been to Costco?
Man, have you been to Costco?
It's epic.
The new Costco.
Yes, I have. We've been there multiple times. It is. It's a great improvement. Even though for me, when Costco was 4 minutes from my house, and I was whining about it bitterly to Pam about going across town, catty corner, all the way to, you know, South Reading. It is well worth it. Easy access. We usually come down Bocelli and then we turn left, or you can go on the east side of Reading and come over the freeway.
What about the traffic circle there?
The traffic circle is, in my opinion, not very well laid out. Okay, and that's just my opinion compared to other traffic circles, but I think that eventually people will get used to it and it'll pan out. You know, you can get around it, but it's double lane, so Reddingites don't know how to navigate a double lane traffic circle very well.
You know, and it's only because I've lived in Europe that traffic circles is a way of life. And we're not talking one lane traffic circles or two lanes. We're talking four lane traffic circles.
Oh my gosh.
Trying to get into oh yeah. And you know, and but if you grow up with it, or you use it enough, then it just is, it makes people a little more politer, and you know, because people let people merge in, and then now you're having to merge across traffic, and some people are trying to get out at the same time the other people are merging in, but it works,
right.
But you have to work at it, you know, until you understand it.
Well, the other thing about traffic circles is it reduces our carbon emissions. Compared to a stoplight, when we pull up with our vehicle and we stop and then we accelerate to leave, we burn more gasoline than going through a traffic circle. And if you multiply that times hundreds of thousands of vehicles in a year, it actually can reduce your, you know, carbon footprint. And if your city is trying to comply with California state laws, traffic circles are one way to do it.
Huh. So what is it about the new Costco? Do they have, can you go in there? Do they have the, it's just a lot bigger?
Oh, man, it is bigger. And the first thing that we noticed is the parking. They actually have double line parking. So that means between every car, there's not just one stripe. There's two. Enough room so when the cars are parked, you can push your carts between the cars easily.
That, you know, that makes a difference. So that, you know, that you've got more room in there, too, so that you can swing your doors open. Because there's a lot of pickup trucks in Shasta County.
Oh, absolutely.
In Shasta County.
The other thing that I noticed, of course, was a cheap gas. And when they brought their gas online, all of the stations in that area matched or reduced the price.
Isn't that interesting?
Why is that, you wonder?
I wonder why that is. Now, do you have to give your Costco gas card?
Yes.
You have to put that in?
You have to swipe that first before you continue with your ATM or however you're going to do it.
However you're going to pay for it.
Right. The other thing, they have a full-size dairy room. Remember how they had vegetables in a big room? Now there's a room just for dairy. The tire shop could be accessed from the inside. But the single biggest improvement on this Costco, and this is the epic part, is I just learned this. Carl, you can go into Costco, whether you have a Costco card or not, and buy their booze, any of their booze. because it's against the law in California to require people to have a membership in a club if you sell alcohol.
Really?
He is dumbfounded, folks. This is, I've finally...
Well, wait a minute. You mean anybody can walk in there and buy, but it's just the alcohol?
Just the alcohol, and yeah. They will provide you with an escort. So it's good if you know what you need. No, if you know what you need in advance. And you can go in and
well, they do have lower prices.
Yes, they do.
On stuff. So you can then avail yourself of the lower prices at Costco.
For your party coming up or whatever it is, even if you don't have a Costco card. Which most of us do, but you know.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I say it's epic, because that just knocked the wind out of me as I was standing there and the booze guy was putting stuff on the shelves.
Do they still have all the little grazing areas there?
Oh, yeah.
Or are they enhanced?
No, yeah. They're about the same. The ladies have new equipment and they're, you know, testing out stuff. And you could literally feed your family there if you get there at the right time.
You know, I have seen people actually get close to being in fights at Costco going after the food because, you know, if it's something that it's, you know, oh, it's here we have tri-tip and they can only make so much at a time and people are lined up there. And I mean, I've seen, you know, shopping carts pushed in there, you know, I've seen elbows thrown. It's quite embarrassing.
Yeah.
And like that. And, you know, so, and I've also seen, you know, mothers admonishing their children. Oh, don't eat it, every one of them. Well, that's yes, Mom. Yes, that's what they're there for. You know, especially if it's a young, a little man child. He's learning to graze at Costco. You know, you should be there to help him with it. Oh, no. You know, when I mentioned that to the mom, she grabbed the kid by the hand and ran off. Okay.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, it's a great place to visit. Pam and I were shopping for computers there a couple nights ago. And they have some great prices, and there are great warranties on the stuff. And some of the equipment you purchased for the station has come from Costco.
Oh, yeah.
And so we always have those great warranties. You know, that's a plus.
That's the big thing, yeah. Hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives great haircuts. I haven't had a bad haircut there in 15 years. Not one. They work by appointments only, so give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. It hasn't changed an iota in 15 years. There's still the police badges on the walls, the the jackalope, the big bass, you know, the stuffed bass on the wall there. There's never Dr. Phil on the TV. It's always sports or game shows. This is a great place to get a haircut. It really, really is. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Bathens Avenue.
We're going to have to talk about jackalopes at some point.
Jackalopes, yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. Well, no, jackalopes. It's a well-known fact in areas in Nevada. We'll be right back. While I wrote their song, it's for people like you that
keep it turned on. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate
ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday, TGIF, the 9th of December, 8:36 in the morning. Weekend has got so many things. It's going to be raining and snowy.
Any plans or anything?
Well, Mount Shasta Ski Park is opening tomorrow. Yes, they got a bunch of snow, and so they're opening tomorrow. And the one up in Southern Oregon is also
Ashland
is opening also. So I know a lot of people are heading up there. I'm not a skier, but I am a hot rum drinker. So, you know, I was thinking about going up and getting one of the tubes and just getting on a tube and coming down. Do they have, I think they have tubing areas up there at Mount Shasta, don't they?
Yeah, sure.
You hop on one of those, come down, and then put on, you know, your ski attire, walk in there and have a hot buttered rum. And, oh yeah, hey man, I was running those black diamonds with my, but I got bounced off my inner tube. Yeah, you know, little kids. Now, I have skied all over the world and snow skied, and I've been in every place, whether it's the Alps or other places. There's always these little kids. They're little terrorists. I call them terrorists. They're like 4 or 5 years old, and they come down on these little 2.5 foot long skis at 100 miles an hour, come just screaming past you while you're trying to do these perfect turns, and you know, coming down the hill and all that, and they just come straight down sitting on the back of their skis screaming in joy as they go by you.
Well, they're closer to the ground.
You know. Whoa. I tell you what, when I hit the snow, everything I have, gloves, hat, skis, poles, they all disengage from my body. And I'm out there. I look like a yard sale after I crash out there. I'm trying to pick up everything. And these little kids go by, meow, like that. You know, and they're yelling at you in strange languages and you don't know what it means. So, okay. So Mount Shasta Ski Park is opening. And they voted Tuesday to move forward on South City Park. on to the plan that Kim Niemer has to make it a multi-use pavilion, a destination playground, activities plaza, pickleball courts, youth area, fenced green area for dogs.
Are the baseball parks going away? Or
no, you know, no, they'll still be there.
How about the bocce courts? What's
the bocce? I think the bocce ball courts are staying. As opposed to having the $3.5 million National Park Services grant would be used for the first phase of the project, which would include the playground, the pickleball courts, the flex lawn, entry plaza, and youth area. And it's going to be, it could be up to $10 million. For this.
Well, who's going to pay the other 6.9?
Well, there's staff is seeking additional funding to begin engineering and construction of the plan. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what that means.
Does that mean the 3 is going to go toward engineering? I wonder.
I don't know. But the
break the ground.
Everybody seems to think once you do the park improvements, the unsheltered that frequent the Reading Library are going to disappear, and that couldn't be further from the truth, according to Mark McDonnell. He says that the notion that fixing the park is going to fix the homeless problem is wrong. You know, if anything, when you start having sheltered areas, it could make it worse. Now, the way they got their arms around South City Park, we know last time, it took an assault on Rick Bassetti by one of the homeless people there.
Right.
And he put together a consortium, and they mm-hmm. put a fence around.
Yeah, I was on that team. Yeah. We built the fence.
Yeah, and they built the fence, and they made it difficult, and it cleaned up the park. And then the Colt 45s would hire security to keep all the homeless away from cars, and so people could walk back and forth, you know, during the baseball games and not feel bad. But it's still a problem, and it's not going to go away. Now, I don't know where they're going to get the extra $10 million it could cost to do the rest of the park. Is that come out of the general fund? And, you know, every time something comes up, they take money out of the general. Well, that's a policeman, you know, for the short-term rental. Oh, we get $500,000 a year. That's two policemen. Okay, what's $10 million a year? How many policemen is that? And is that going to work? I mean, now that we've finally got enough policemen, is making the park like that, rebuilding it out like this with all these different things, are people still going to use it? Bottom line for parks, as we know, is you build a park, you put great things in it, people have to use it.
Yeah, right. And they have to feel safe. These young moms that bring kids to these areas, that was what caused the decline of South City Park. Because when I was a young father with my family and lived up on Sonoma Street here in West Reading, we went down to that park. And then I watched it change. At some point, I had to start keeping an eye on the children. And at some point, my wife said, you know, I don't feel comfortable coming here anymore. And that was the end of going to the South City Park for the carches.
Well, yeah, as soon as you feel uncomfortable with that, with there's people up there shooting up and all that, that's where we lost some of the swimming things down at the lake park.
Right.
Was because of people being down there at the rodeo grounds, at the bathrooms there. The homeless have taken over that place, and it has become a real problem for people that want to enjoy the use of the rodeo grounds or that area there where there's a launch site. So the whole thing has to be built in such a way in that you have enough police to keep it clear.
And it's easy to supervise, you know, not have a lot of exits and entrances and.
Yeah, but how are you going to do that in the park unless you fence the whole thing in and then you have, like, one entrance?
Tickets
then you do it just like they did at Near Pond and just say after a certain time, you know, there's no camping overnight and everybody has to leave by this by this time. But you're going to have some way to make it, you know, but if it's just open, people can come in from all different areas.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure the city council will work all of that out over the next year or two.
Well, Carl, you've listened to, like, multiple dozens of people say that they need to deal with the homeless problem. What do you think are the actual good ideas that have come from all those thousands of hours of discussion?
You know, that's a great question because I've heard every candidate that comes through here. And I think the only thing you're going to be able to do is to have a housing program that has some teeth in it so that we are more than willing to help those who want to get off the streets. But you've got to give something back, too. You can't just give a person housing and without there being some kind of buy-in from it, either some kind of rent or the getting into a program to get yourself trained, you know, to go to school, to do something to get yourself off the streets. But then what do you do with that hardcore?
The ones who are either addicted or they're running
they're just
from the
not
law.
They are outlaws. They do not want to listen to rules or regulations. And so what do you do with them? If they're breaking the law, we can't even put them in jail.
Right.
Because we have no jail space.
Right. We have to turn them loose later if we do.
That's right. And ones with mental health problems. We've got a number of mental health care facilities around here that can, you know, help people, including Shasta Regional Medical Center, which has a whole wing. I don't know if it's a whole wing, but they got a whole ward for 5150s to try and get them back into some kind of semblance of sanity there. And I'm not sure that, I don't know if you're ever going to be able to lick or overcome the homeless problem as long as the laws are such that reward them to be off the grid.
And we also can't force them into treatment. And,
can't force them into treatment. Right. And you can't, I mean, unless they're a danger to themselves or others.
Right.
That's the only way. And then you can only keep them for so long. So I think that having, you know, is to chip away and chip away and chip away at it, you know, and if you can get 10% and then another 10%, as long as it doesn't keep growing a year, and, you know, it's going to take, it's a long-term thing. It's like rebuilding Germany or Japan. You know, you can't do that in 10 years. In Afghanistan, you can't do it in any length of time. So, anyway, we need to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel while set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant.
Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with PNC Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Call BNT Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. From all of us at BNT Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
BNT Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. If you heard the Jingle Bears, if you want to call in, you can be, if you call in when you hear the Jingle Bear thing like you just heard, Jingle Bears, you are, just give us your name and a phone number, and you are entered into winning a $150
Christmas Day dinner
at Black Bear Diners. That's right, 605-456. Seven, I guess it's 6-6 or 5, whatever. Anyone you want to call on, we'll get you in there. What are you planning on, Nathan? What are you planning on doing for Christmas?
It's going
to
be a
okay. Oh, well, you're busy right now. Pat, what about you? What does the Karch family do to get ready for Christmas?
And the pre-Christmas, Carl, before that, I've been playing a music job every night.
Oh, no, I noticed that.
And it's going to continue.
Yeah. Where do you play at?
Well, we play at private parties. We've been, of course, lots of assisted living facilities, including River Commons, who advertises here on KCNR.
Great place.
Brian Martin had me in for their open house. They're running a special now. If you're low income, you can get a reduced rate. At River Commons.
Well, moderate income. Yes.
Yeah, moderate income. Right. And so those private Christmas parties and, of course, the Taroko restaurant, we'll be cycling pianists through there on the Saturdays leading up to Christmas and New Year's. So, and then our family gets together. We have lots of grandkids, you know, like 12 grandchildren and 6 children. And so it's a zoo when we all... Well, it's not, you know, I mean, it's...
Does everybody get together for Christmas?
Yeah, they do in our family, and we have great fun. Like, after Thanksgiving, all the guys went out and shot skeet. We went over to Nash Ranch and took the launcher and blew up about 2 cases of birds, and I totally ran out of ammo, so...
Was it for bragging rights? Since obviously skeet don't taste that well.
In fact, one of your trainees from NFI, my son, Joey Karch, is the best shot in the family, and probably that's in part due to whatever you taught him in the gun class that he was in.
Yeah, the most important thing I teach people in the gun classes is don't shoot anybody in a red shirt. That's the most important thing I teach people, you know.
Well, I'm glad that I'm wearing my shirt today. You know? You're not caring, are you? No, just kidding.
No, you never can tell. If you do it right. Okay, so that's the Karch family.
Yeah,
so,
good Christmas times, you know, lots of fun. And,
yeah.
You know.
This year is strange because, you know, we usually, we decorate the house and all this, and because and we have a number of things that happen. So you know, you get the house decorated, but we usually spend Christmas down with Linda's family. And
so, you were Thanksgiving with family too, right?
Thanksgiving, we were blessed. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning. Hello, Ron hung up.
Yeah, I guess that was the hang up. I didn't.
Okay. Well, Ron will have to call back. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, Ron calls back if you got something you want to say. Now, Nate. What
my
about
turn,
you?
Huh?
I know you were answering the phone because people were calling in about getting their names entered.
Well, for Christmas, we always do the whole family thing around at my parents' house. We kind of, me, my brothers, my sister is up in Washington and doesn't hang out there too much. But, yeah, we do stockings on Christmas Eve, basically. I guess that's not a common thing. Someone was telling me that not everyone does stockings like
that. Oh, no, we used to do stockings all the time. Yeah.
Right.
And that's what you could, any of those presents on Christmas Eve came out of stockings, right?
Not really. Hold on one second. I think.
Oh, yeah, you got somebody's calling back. Anyway, do you do stockings?
Oh, yeah, we do, man. The small gifts. Yeah, but, it can be small, but it could be expensive. Like, if you go to Fort Wins Jewelers, you can get that into the stocking in a little box and really surprise your gal. It's,
Who are these people calling all of a sudden?
Well, I think they're going for the,
I think we already gave that away. We already got a name for the, for the Black Bear. We got that already. So, other people are calling too. Anyway.
Yeah, we have a fireplace, and we hang them there, and not so much with hair, but I hang my coat over them sometimes, so they're not always visible, but Pam moves it to the closet and keeps telling me, don't hang your coat over the stockings.
Ron's back. Okay, Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I got a comment to make here on your show. The drugs here in Redding, well, I guess every city, are just a wash. And these people take their drugs, whatever they are, heroin or meth or whatever, and it just makes them belligerent and angry and all that. So until they get those drugs off the street, we're never going to have a peaceful or a safe city to walk in. I mean, I have friends that won't even walk the river trail on account of whatever. But anyway, my comment or my suggestion is, the police department has rolling, whatever they call them, checking for drunk drivers in different places.
Yeah, DUI checkpoints.
Checkpoints, okay. Anyhow, my suggestion is just periodically, maybe the sheriff's department or Reading police or whoever has these canines that can sniff out drugs, for gosh sakes, take them down to the homeless camps just on a moment's notice somewhere and run those dogs through those homeless camps. And anybody that has drugs, you can't arrest them and haul them off, but take their drugs away from them and get them off the street, and maybe they won't be. Because when they mix those drugs together, I mean, whatever kind of a concoction or cocktail, it just makes them belligerent. I saw a guy the other night out on Cyprus, and he was just mad at somebody or something, somebody that only he could see. And so I surmise he was on those drugs. So anyhow, that's just my suggestion, that maybe they could take the dogs through the homeless camps occasionally and confiscate the drugs, marijuana, heroin, whatever, take it. So anyhow, that's my comment.
Okay. So, thanks, Ron.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, Merry Christmas. The thing about taking the drugs from people,
it's their personal property, so it's got to be done legally.
Yeah, but if you got fentanyl and that kind of stuff, and you could do that. But then that just what they do is they turn around and now go out and have to get more.
Right, and then that goes into evidence. It's got to be processed, and you have to go through the process.
You can't just dump it in the river.
Nope. Even with all the pot like, that we used to seize in the county, we had a huge warehouse full of it.
It was a way of, maybe if it's the good stuff,
you resell it.
Really?
Just turn it over. Just turn that stuff over and use the money then, for drug programs. Oh yeah, we seized $1 million worth of illegal drugs, and we just sold it for $10 million. And so now we are, and we're using that $10 million to fight, you know, to fight drug problems here in the city. But then you'd have to have a member of the county, you know. It's either the county or the city. I don't. I think it should be a county thing. You know,
remind you
drug abatement, drug abatement, and wholesale, something like that.
That's a true entrepreneurial spirit coming out there, Carl. I'm impressed.
Well, you know what? The war on drugs is, I think we've lost.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you talk to people. I mean, you hate to think that, but when it's coming across the border, and they you know, you don't even hear about fentanyl seizures unless it's like 700,000 pills or a million pills, you know, enough to kill off, you know, half the population of the United States, and yet half the population isn't dying. You know, we're killing off 100,000 a year on overdoses. You know, if it was.
It's a sad thing, you know, and it seems almost impossible to stop. I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Remember, tonight, go down to the VFW in Anderson and help Rob Burrows and the Northern California Military History Museum and to pack packages for our deployed troops. And tomorrow, same place, as a fundraiser for Preston Sharp, and to help him continue the great work he does in remembering our fallen veterans. Everybody have a great day, a great weekend, and God bless America.
KCNR.